Where I'm living now is kind of special home. It's a bit different. When I left Brixton, I ended up here, so I had to apply for a new home. And I got a phone call saying, would you like to live in a old people's home? Apparently they're renting out rooms. So I thought, yeah, I've got a lovely apartment. So I live with 49 other people. I know that I can't live on my own, you know what I mean, in general. You know, I mean, the last 6 years I've been living with me, Sandy, and the Gogglebox crew, you know what I mean? And before that, I was babysitting. But now, lately, I found I can't live on my own. But my home now, where I am now, is my sanction. You don't even know. I sit out the window, yeah. I just love my home. Sometimes when I go to Brixton for a week, from my London to my family, to see my children and grandkids, I can't wait to get home. Home is lovely. And you know, sometimes when you're on the train, you're travelling, and you say that word, when you get into the house, man, and you kick off that boot, and you shut the door, and like I said, where I live, no one comes there unless you're invited. So that's my home. And the one I've got now, that's where I'm going to live for the rest of my life. Because like I said to my children, I know I live in an old people home, but I'm going to end up in there in the next 40 years anyway, so I might as well go in there from now. And it's so lovely living there.